everybody. Welcome to the Dad Podcast, episode 26. This is your boy Cameron Weaver.
And this is your boy Chad Hoy.
Ooh, listen to Chad Hoy sounding real nice on that Yeti microphone.
Yeah, so I got a new laptop and a new microphone. Really for podcasting.
We're trying to make it big, baby boys and baby girls.
Yeah, I would someday like to be famous from this, so that'd be cool.
I've been drunk since noon.
You're drunk?
Yes,
on a
sir.
Sunday.
On a Sunday, the Lord's Day. And God said, let it be lit. And it was lit.
All right, well, I mean, you know, whatever you gotta do.
He didn't say that. I want everyone to know that. That wasn't in Leviticus.
Yeah. Oh my God. Okay, we're done. We're done with the podcast, everyone. Thanks for listening.
Yeah, that's it. See you next week. Bye.
Leviticus. I'm not doing this. Okay. how many Bible books can we put the word lit into?
Genesis. No, that one's not that good.
No, it's bad.
How about Leviticus is probably the only one.
Leviticus, yeah. Numblitz. No, numbers.
Revelation.
Oh, shit.
Revelations.
Oh, lit.
What's up?
Reva shit, son? That's a good pun.
Ruth.
Oh man, this is
anyway.
We're off to a great start.
Yeah, babies. Welcome to episode 26 of the Dad Podcast. We've got some really fun stuff lined up for you. Some callbacks, some throwbacks, some recurring segments, and some real shit going on in Chad's life that I'm excited to hear about.
What?
We're gonna get to that later on.
I should have told you. Yeah, I was gonna say we're gonna have a surprise later.
Make sure you stay tuned. Today's episode is brought to you by. Have you ever wanted to? Well, now you can using. Thanks for sponsoring the Dad Podcast.
Unreal. Okay, yeah. So Yingling sponsors us now. They don't, but Cameron's drinking Yingling, which is pretty tight. Yingling, by the way, is gonna be in Indiana in 17 days.
17 day, baby.
And I'm gonna buy every case I see.
Every single case that Chad lays his eyes on, he's gonna put money down on.
I cannot tell you how stoked I am to have Yingling. But here's the thing is like, yeah, I mean, I don't know how much longer I'll be in Indianapolis. So it's going to be like, you know.
What does that mean?
Life changes, baby.
Interesting.
No, I just, we went to Texas for the spring break stuff. And yeah, I've just been applying for jobs out there. So
has Jimmy, the friendly beach ghost, been in contact with you?
Yeah, he actually visited my room
with a Ouija board.
Yeah, I did. Okay, well, he didn't. That didn't happen. That sounded weird too. But I did. I had the weirdest ass dream, Cameron.
Ass dream? Tell me about it.
Yeah, so my butt had a dream while I was just... No, so I I'm not really usually like a vivid dreamer, but I don't remember my dreams a lot, but when I do remember them, they're very vivid. Mm-hmm. So I was taking a nap last Sunday. Or it was like my first sleep, like, cause we got back at like 7 a.m. from Texas. Uh-huh. Oh my God. 1 week ago we got back. Jeez. Yeah. So, I'm trying to sleep. I slept for like 5 hours, 7 to noon, because you know I had to go to work on Monday. Anyway, so I'm laying down and I'm like half asleep, and a person walks into my room.
No.
And it, I think it so like, Have you been to my house?
No.
Okay, so it's like, I don't have a door on my room because it like used to be an attic. Wait, so it's
what's
like
the address?
Oh. I need to turn those sounds off. Okay, yes.
Someone signed into Skype.
Yeah, they did. So I had this. So like, you come upstairs. There's like a short flight of stairs, and then you like turn the corner and go up another short flight of stairs because it used to be an attic, so it's like rickety old stairs that are now carpeted and whatever. It doesn't matter. And so someone like comes up the stairs, and there's no door, so it's like they just a person comes up and they like lean down by my bed.
Oh no, I don't like this.
And it's one person, but for some reason, like one person said something, but for some reason I feel like there were two people.
With Jimmy.
And he says, "Are you ready to go?"
Oh no.
But I felt like he meant go to like the great beyond, like die.
Were you dying on Sunday morning?
I think I was.
Oh my gosh.
I think I almost did. I really did. Like, so he says, "Are you ready to go?" And I had this weird feeling like this is the angel of death.
Oh my gosh, Chad.
And it is terrifying. No, really. Now that I'm saying it out loud, I feel haunted.
I'm real freaked out, man.
So he comes up and he says, "Are you ready to go?" And I was like, "No." The fuck? Fuck no, I'm not ready to go, dude. And then he's like, "All right, that's fine. I guess not yet," or something like that.
Oh my gosh.
And then he disappears, right?
I'm so freaked out.
And me, yeah, I was
you
like afraid.
You almost died on Sunday.
I think I did. So like, so he says that, and I said, "No, I'm not ready to go. I'm good." And then he like disappears, like just poofs away. And then I like felt like my spirit was trying to be ripped out of my body.
Oh my gosh.
I really felt like he like poofed away and then he tried to like take me with him. And I was like, "No, no, 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 no."
This is why and you I, like, always build little boy sandcastles.
Yeah. And this is the, and then that was, I did the thing where, you know, when like you're dreaming, but like you realize you're asleep and you try to pull yourself out of sleep.
Yes.
Yeah. So like I was like doing that and I was like, "Ooh!" And I like sat straight up and was like, "Nope." And then I was very afraid to go back to sleep.
You almost died.
I think I might have almost died.
You almost died. And I don't know how to process that in my mind. I'm too drunk to handle that reality.
It's also maybe just a weird dream, but, you know, it's fine.
Very weird.
Yeah, so I did have that dream. And then I had another really weird dream. And then last night I had a dream that I was just, like, making out with someone. It was weird. So
both sides of the spectrum of dreams. Death or making out.
Much prefer the making out one, for sure. Yeah.
A lot of my dreams lately have been about like our friend group and Elise. Our friend Elise is studying abroad. I don't know her name, but I'm just kidding. She's in New Zealand. Chad's face right there on that joke. But no, our friend Elise is in New Zealand and we miss her really bad. And like, I keep having dreams that like she comes home and we're hanging out and it's real sad. I wake up real sad about it. But those have been my dreams lately.
Yeah. Can we redo the intro? I forgot to say something.
Oh my gosh.
I'm just kidding.
Let's hit that intro music.
I pulled up my podcast like notes app, or like not app, but my notes app.
What's
with the podcast stuff
week,
on it.
Chad? What is it?
Hi, welcome to the Dad Podcast. My name is Chad What a Boner Hoy.
What a boner. No, I won't allow it.
No, okay, so I actually I forgot to mention this last week. Did I say I went to In-N-Out?
No.
So I went to In-N-Out and it was very good. But okay. Texas also had, I think it's only in Texas, It's called Whataburger.
I've heard of Whataburger.
Oh, Cameron. Ugh. I can't.
Excuse me.
Unreal. I can't, like, describe. Like, Whataburger was so good. I actually liked it more than In-N-Out.
I have never had In-N-Out, but I've heard In-N-Out is overrated.
And I think that's true, man. Jesus. You sounded like you're gargling just so many dicks.
These burps so make my sister-in-law Miranda gag every time she listens to the podcast. She'll tell me the next day, she'll be like, "You can't keep doing burps like that."
I'm imagining her like this melodramatic, like
she listens to these on her drive to work early in the morning. And so this some of the first things she hears in the morning is me going
yeah.
So I'm sorry, Miranda.
Yeah, I'm sorry for Cam, Miranda.
But I've been drunk for 8 hours.
And so we haven't done Dad Bod Beer of the Week for about like since 7 weeks.
Yeah. Since we did it the first time.
Last night I had Kentucky Bourbon Barrel Ale.
Oh, that's so good.
Yeah, but Blackberry Porter. Yeah, and it was good. It was real good.
My beer of the week is Yingling right now. Actually, you know what it is? It's called Elysian. It's Elysian. Elysian Space Dust. It's like Three Floyd Zombie Dust for all of you Indiana boys.
Okay.
But it's smoother, and it's still an IPA, but oh my gosh, it is smooth. And I've only had it out of the bottle, but there are burger places here in town, here in Nashville, that have it on draft, and I'm so excited to try it. So that's my beer of the week.
Was it Elysian? What was it called?
Elysian Space Dust.
Yeah, you really got to stop those burps.
I can't, man. I've been drinking beer all day. You know what? Okay, so I woke up this morning.
Got the beer. The sound
of Austin and Miranda walking downstairs.
Having sex? Oh.
No. Not this time.
Oh, no.
I live right underneath them. But anyway.
Oh, God.
They come down and they're just talking about bull crap or whatever. And so I wake up and I'm like, really? How loud can y'all be? But I realized it was 11:30. So they're like, Austin yelled into my room. He's like, "Hey, you trying to brunch?" And I'm like, "Yes." So we went to brunch at Bar Louie's down in the Gulch, and we had these things called beer mimosas.
Ew.
No, that's what I thought too, but Austin got it, and I'm like, fine, I'll get one. I'll try anything once. And I once.
Whenever someone will go on first, and I'll say this a
bit. Pete once.
Whenever someone, like, I'm just going to say it. Whenever someone does, like, the, they put an H in front of a W.
Yeah, yeah.
Or a W sound, that's not a W. But, like, whenever someone does that, I just immediately think of, like, plantation owners. They're like, my mother and father being like this.
I think of Hot Rod. Where he's like, the same word is whiskey.
Whiskey.
Why are you saying that weird? Saying what? What way? Where do you get off?
Yeah. So and then funny. I remember, like, Family Guy kind of, like, stole that bit.
Yeah, I think. Cool whip. Cool whip.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he's like, say cool. Cool. Now say whip. Whip. Now say cool whip. Cool whip.
And then he said, like, and then he says something else. And I always thought this was, maybe it was a deleted scene on Hot Rod. I don't know. But there was, like, he said some word, like another W word, a weird way. And he's like, there's not even an H in that.
That's
like
Family Guy, but he does say weird. I think Hot Rod, he says weird, and then in Family Guy, so does Meg. She's like, you're being weird, and he's like, oh, come on, that doesn't even have an H in it.
Yeah, that's what it would be.
Yeah, that's funny. But
Beer mimosas.
Yes, so I'm having a beer mos at Brekkie slash lunch today. And a beer mos is basically a blue moon on draft with an orange garnish like a blue moon does. But yeah, champagne and a tiny bit of orange juice.
That actually does sound kind of good. The orange juice, but yeah.
It was like drinking a beer in the morning and not having it taste like a beer, but having it taste like morning, like a champagne. It was crazy, man. I can't believe how good it was.
Yeah, I'm going to have to try it. And you're still drunk from that.
Yeah, I was like, well, I've had three of these, so I may as well commit to the rest of the day. I don't feel like being hungover at 3 p.m.
Yeah. So, yes, I understand.
So.
Unreal.
I bought some Yinglings and some Lagunitas, and here we are.
Well, I guess I'm proud of you in a way. Baby. Yeah.
Well, I have a new list. I would like to play a porno or band name.
And oh, would I.
All right. Ooh, I love that movie. And I love that music.
So the first one's... Oh, wait, no, never mind.
No, I just called it a movie, and it's music.
Yeah, similar.
Oh, man. It's funny. What we do here on the Dad Podcast for porno, our band name, is I have a list of names. These names are either porno titles or bands from 2017's South by Southwest lineup.
So, okay.
Yeah, so these are very new bands that have been playing in Texas recently.
Yeah.
And,
in Austin.
Yes, in Austin, Texas. Mm-hmm. And so Chad is going to decide when I name them off to him if these are the names of a porno or the names of a band. Ready, Chad?
I'm very ready.
All right, there are 15, just like the other two times that we've done this.
Okay.
The first one is Power Bottom.
That's a band.
That is a band.
I actually know them too.
That's, yeah, because they spell like their name with
PWR. Yep. Yeah, PWR BTTM. Yeah.
Yep. All right. So I started off easy.
Thank you.
Oh, and then I like to get it a little nice and hard.
That's the way I like it.
Fast and Curious.
Porno.
That is a porno.
Yes. Okay.
All right. You're 2 for 2, baby. Ready?
Yeah.
12 Angry Gay Men.
I feel like this is a bit of a trick question for some reason. I'm going to go with porno, though.
That is a porno.
Thank God.
I'm
okay.
Assuming based on 12 Angry Men.
Yeah. We got to find out. We're going to find out if this guy's guilty or not. And then there's like, boom, boom, ching, like some like porno music comes out in the background. And they're like, but first, boys, someone's got to pound this. Someone's got to fuck me up.
Oh, man.
What is the plot of 12 Angry Gay Men? Please, so
yeah.
How does this segue work there? Like, is it just like they're like, this guy, this man, he raped and killed, you know, 30 women and children, you know, and then this guy's like, hold up.
I'm his Who's defense attorney, and I'm trying to get him off.
Oh man, okay. I could go on this forever, so let's move on.
The next two are some of my favorites. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Wet Bays. That's BAES. Wet Bays.
Band.
That's a band.
Think yes.
Well done. That's four in a row that you've gotten right. Ready?
Good inference skills. Yeah.
Barber slob.
Please say that's a band.
That is a porno.
What the f- Barber slob?
Barber slop. With a P.
Slop.
Yes. Like barber shop, but barber slop. Yep. Yeah.
Roll up. That is the most unappetizing porno name I've ever heard.
Barber slop. This episode of the Dad Podcast brought to you by Barber Slop, hitting theaters nowhere near you.
Who wants this candy striped dick, baby?
It's like white and red pinstripes and just swirling it around. Oh man.
Oh, that was weird. We said it at the same time.
That
okay.
was weird. Alright, so you're 4-1. There are 10 left.
Yeah.
For those of you playing at home, I hope you have those pads and pencils.
Brad.
I hope you're ready this time.
Some combat comedy, baby.
All right. Planet Booty. I forgot to mention, this is my favorite list I've ever put together for this segment.
Let's go with Pornog. Let's go with Pornog.
That's a band, baby.
God, mother hugging.
You're 4-2. That's okay. You got plenty of time.
We got time.
Chastity Belt.
Band.
That is a band.
Okay.
You're doing good. That's five. That's five right, two doing incorrect. oh no.
Oh no. Oh no.
Dirt pipe milkshakes. Dirt pipe milkshakes.
Band.
That's a porn.
What?
So where? Next time okay. you're...
Where do you find these pornos? Where do you find these? Like, how are you finding these? I need to know.
I can't tell you, Chad.
You watch them.
I can't tell you. I can't give away my source because we're going to play this game.
So you do. Oh, no, I'm just kidding.
Dirt pipe milkshakes, I promise you, I've never witnessed.
I would hope not.
I don't know what that means. And honestly, I'm terrified to look any further.
What is a dirt pipe? Is it like, is that like BBC?
And what does that have to do with milkshakes? Well, I guess milkshakes could be boobies.
No, milkshake is, I thought it was my milkshake brings all the boys to the yard, right? Like that's.
Damn right.
I thought milkshake. Thank you, Keelis. Yeah, so
I
think.
Milkshakes were bouncing babies.
Does it just mean boobs?
Bouncing sweater boys.
Sweater puppies.
Sweater doge.
My favorite way. Yeah, no, just forget it.
What were you going to say?
Nothing.
What were you going to say?
I was going to say, I really like when people like spell titties with two D's.
Titties.
it's just the funniest way to put boobs, to say boobs. Titties.
That is funny. I like titties.
And it's a double E. It's a double D in the middle, which I think is, I find some.
Oh.
I think that's.
That's like an ogre joke. It has layers.
Yeah. Or an onion joke. Or the onion.
You know what else I like that has layers? Parfaits.
Mm. Those are good. Afterward.
All right, you're 5-3, baby. You got some catching up to do.
Doing bad.
Red Velvet.
Let's go porno.
That's a band, baby.
Son of bitch. Oh,
you're not doing great.
These are good. These are good ones.
These are good. Thank you. You're 5-4. You got 6 left. You think you can rally?
Let's hope.
Muscle Beach.
Band.
That's a band.
Okay.
You're 60%.
6 and 4, baby.
Oh, fuck. The next 5.
You're not even, you didn't even laugh. You just said, oh, fuck.
Yeah. The next 5 are rough, boy.
I'm ready.
Kangaroo Jack.
I'm going to say porno, and I'm really afraid that it actually is.
It's a porno!
My God.
You just got Kangaroo Jack right. How do you feel?
Terrified.
You know what's bad about that is there were 4 registered pornography titles around that name, but that was the most tame. Like, the other ones were Kangaroo Jack Off, Kangaroo Jack Off 2, Kangaroo Jack Off on Titties, stuff like that.
Titty.
But this one was just Kangaroo Jack. All right, so you got 4 more. You missed 5 so far, but that's okay.
Yeah, I'm not doing too hot.
You're 6 and 5. You're about room temperature. Are they coming to get you?
That's for me. Yeah.
My ride's here, guys. Gotta go. Podcast is over.
Yeah, I'm so hungover today that I think they might just have a feeling.
See you in 6 to 10.
That anything could happen. Yeah, at any moment. Yeah. Okay, so moving on.
Let's eat grandma.
Oh, no.
I just took a big drink of beer.
I'm so scared that this is a porno. And I know it has to be a porno.
Is that your final answer?
It's porno. It's pornog.
It's a band, thank goodness. Oh,
thank God.
Oh, man. But you are 6 and 6. Let's Eat Grandma is a band that played at South by Southwest this year.
Really?
Yes.
Someone, whoever, those people are fucked up in that band.
It's terrible. It's terrible. Yeah. That band name is only funny when it's on a list with other porn titles.
Yeah, basically.
The Nude Party.
Porno.
It's a band.
It's a band, damn it.
Chad, you're not doing so hot.
These are tough.
These were tough. These were hard. I tried.
Yeah, you really freaking did.
All right, there are 2 left. You can still come out on top. No pun intended.
Nice.
So, No Man's Gland.
Porno.
That is a porno.
No Man's Gland?
No Man's Gland.
That's 100% gay porn.
Probably. I haven't seen it recently.
I do not want to get into why that would be called No Man's Gland. But if anyone's ever heard of the prostate, yep.
Have you heard of it?
Is that a gland? Am I wrong right there? Am I?
It's a prostate gland.
It is a gland? Okay, that's what I thought.
I think so.
All right,
hey,
cool.
Hey, this exciting conclusion to porno or band name is brought to you by Cheez-It. This is what eating a Cheez-It sounds like. Cheez-It.
Yeah, I really hate that sound in my ears. I thought it was bad when I had to hear it on my phone, but now I have headphones on. This is why no one wants to listen to this podcast right here. Stop fucking eating Cheez-Its. You overweight rancor.
I love that you just call me a rancor.
Yeah.
Because I'm so into Star Wars, it's stupid.
They're stinky and gross. That's all I know about rancor. Rancor's? Rancor's Light. Rancor's Banquet.
Oh my gosh, that was amazing.
You're a Rancor's Banquet, if I've ever seen
one. I would drink a six-pack of Rancor's Light.
That's the only fucking way they'd get me to drink Coors Light, is if they Star Wars.
Because it is beer in space.
It is so shitty.
I like Coors Light over Bud.
No, I think I would even Bud Light. Stop doing that.
All right, ready for the last one?
Oh, we're not. Oh, okay.
You're 7-7, BB.
Oh, I can come out on top.
Pleasure 2, as in the number 2.
It's a band.
It's a band.
Yes.
Well done. Good job.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much.
And that was another edition of Porno or Band Name. Jack got 8 correct, 7 incorrect. That's just a little over 50%. I'm not doing the math for you. hope you all took notes, and I hope you throw that paper away after you shred it a few times and light it on fire. Well, Chad, that wasn't your best round, but it was a lot of fun, and we made a lot of good friends.
We made some friends along the way, but I'm glad about it.
Eight out of 7. How's that feel like?
I don't feel like a complete failure because I'm over, 8, I like that it's an odd number because it's not like 7-7. It's not 6-6. So I got more right than I did wrong, and I'll take it. I fucking... Thanks, everyone, for listening to the Dad Podcast. I have to leave.
I want everyone to know that that was a special new acoustic version of Linger by the Cranberries' Something Else acoustic album, released April 28th of this year.
Wait, it's not out yet?
No, just Linger acoustic is out right now.
That is... Life imitates art, imitates life.
Dude, it's insane.
Not that this podcast is art by any means. Life.
I would like to disagree.
You would like to, but you really can't because right. We're so bad. Yeah.
I ain't got a leg to stand on, babies.
Cool, moving on. So we're going to do Date with the Dad Bod.
Yes, I think we really need to do this segment. Everybody, hang on to your butts. Go ahead, Chad.
Okay, so there's really no good way to do this, but I'm weak, okay? And so... I'm so weak. Here's the thing. It's not even that I'm weak. Okay, so I hung out with PTG this weekend. And I hate myself as much as all of you hate me.
Weak.
So I'm weak, yeah. this is what happened. This is how I was over it. I'm actually still over it. But PTG has been very like not been nice since the since we broke things off. But she did have my sweater. And it's my favorite. I got it at Goodwill. It's an old Detroit Pistons sweater.
Why did she have it?
Because she wore it one time. And obviously, you know, she kept it on when she left. Because I thought I would see her again. I didn't think things would end so abruptly.
I'm so mad.
Yeah, so... she had my sweater and I was like, hey, really don't want to have to keep doing this. But I would like that sweater back. And she was like, I'll mail it to you. Which one, why wouldn't you just let me come get it? Because
yeah, that's so freaking rude.
Way easier for you.
What a waste of a stamp in a boy's day or a woman's day.
Yeah. It's just like, you're going to mail it to me, but it, you know, yeah. So obviously mailing it to me. So I wrote a song. So it's actually one of my best songs that I've written recently.
It's true. I've heard it.
Yeah. And you know, I was like, I didn't have any ulterior motives or anything. I was just like, hey, I wrote this song and I wanted you to hear it. And so like, I sent it to her.
You sent it to her? That's awesome.
So I sent it to her, and she liked it a lot. And then we started talking, and she's like, you know what song reminds me of you? And it was like one of Ed Sheeran's new songs.
Was it Linger by the Cranberries?
No, but it could have. Yeah. So,
it was one of the new Ed Sheeran songs. Was it,
Galloway Girl?
No, it was
Shape of You.
If you must know, it was Dive.
Oh,
I luckin' fuv Dive.
It is very good. Yeah. So anyway, she's like, and Happier. She's like, Dive and Happier make me think of you a lot. And I was like,
everybody, what? Just so you know, me and my friend Elise from New Zealand. Well, she's not from New Zealand, but she's there. We are working on a cover of Happier by Ed Sheeran. It's going to be lit.
Really? You guys are going to do that?
Mm-hmm. I already have music done. It was very fun to do.
I can't wait to hear that. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, man. It's going to be dope.
But, yeah, so that song's really good. And I was like, you know what song reminds me of you? No, I'm just kidding. but I was like, yeah, sometimes, you know, I think about you, whatever. It's fine. And then, so all this happens, and we, like, we're talking, and she's, let's go thrifting Saturday. So we went thrifting yesterday. Yeah. So this is what I said to her. I said, I do like talking to you. Like, we get along well. So, like, we can do the friends thing. Like, we can keep in contact, and, like, it doesn't have to be weird. You could tell me less things, though, about, like, you know, boys. Like,
vagina.
Yeah, like, I don't want to hear about boys a lot, you know, but, like, we can hang out sometimes, platonically, maybe. So that didn't work out. yeah, and I was, like, I was totally fine. I was, like, yeah, I'll go thrifting. Sounds good. But, yeah, so we went thrifting, and her friend broke up with her boyfriend again. Same girl, same boyfriend.
Same hotel.
Yeah, same hotel. They've known each other. They've dated for like a month. They were talking about moving in and stuff, and then they broke up. No surprise. Yeah, so. yeah, so PTG's like, hey, so my friend broke up with her boyfriend again, so like we're going to drink tonight. So, and I'm like, okay, that sounds cool. And I like go to take her back, and she's like, hey, what if we just came over and drank at your house? And I was like, why not? So they came over and hung out with me and the roomies, and we drank a little bit. And yeah, so that's why today very hungover. Okay.
I'm not disappointed. I'm just mad.
we did hang out. So, and then. Yeah, I don't really know where else to go with this.
So, we'll. Holy shit, Chad. You're like a TV show that I loved watching in the first season, and then the plot line got really convoluted and horrible, but I stuck with it, hoping that it was done with, and then they came back.
Yeah, so I'm sorry. And then yesterday, she gave me her card to pick up something. Oh. Like for, not alcohol. No, I didn't. Her
I
sister.
Thought you meant like a business card. Like, here's my card. No, like, let me know if you want headshots of your Pomeranian.
And I was like, wouldn't it be weird, like if I use your card? And she's like, we're a couple. It's fine. And I was like, are we? I don't think. Let's not. We're not. We're not a couple. It was just weird. Yeah, you're so I don't know.
Dumbasses.
I know. It's more. Listen, I always say I'm weak, like as a joke.
But I'm weak.
No, I ain't. Like, sure, I'm weak, but it's also like I do get along with this girl really well. Oh, wait, no, wait. I forgot to mention this. She was talking, and she's like, you know, someday when I get married, and I was like, how are you gonna get married with the whole like poly thing? And she's like, I think I'm going to grow out of it. And I was like, huh? then you're really not. Like, that's just your way of saying you want to hoe out a little bit right now. And that's fine.
Which is fine, but just freaking acknowledge that.
Admit it. Yeah. Like,
yes,
don't say.
Own that.
Don't say I'm polyamorous. Say I'm just in a hoeing out phase. You know, like that's probably the better way to describe it. And I'm in a hoeing out phase too, just in a very different way. Like in a way that, like, I'm hoeing out, like I'm going on dates and stuff. But like, you know, like the most people I'll be casually dating at one time is like 3 so far. That's what I've done. But like, I mean, that's not polyamory because I'm not in a relationship with 3 different people. So yeah. So that was that. Her and her friend stayed over and then, you know, took him back, got breakfast, and yeah, and then that was it. But it was a long night. I really just want my sweater back.
Wait, you still haven't gotten the damn thing back?
No.
Son of a bitch!
So I still don't have my sweater. But I did get some cool new sweaters at the thrift store yesterday. Oh my god, let's just move on and do some hate mail.
We've got a couple of hate mails coming in from you lovely listeners, everybody. Thanks so much. We appreciate it. This first one comes from our gal pal Mal. This is from Mallory, who the subject line is no subject. She Ooh. Says, Tilda, sweet baby boys with a Z and then a second tilde and a comma. Cam, you are hilarious and great, and your linger joke will not stop being funny ever, and your music is beautiful. And I didn't make any of that up. Thanks so much, Mallory. Chad, I don't know if your music is beautiful because I'm still waiting on the fucking EP.
Fucking EP.
Anyway, in the previous podcast, you said a few different times that, quote, there was this beautiful girl, unquote. And I was just wondering if you could expand on your definition of beautiful. You know, so all of your female followers can mold themselves to fit your perception of beautiful like all good Christian submissive women should do. Holy shit.
Yeah.
Please let me know. Make sure you explain using very small words and short sentences, because if you use big words, I will have to find another man to explain them to me.
Love, you are relatively beautiful. Tilda, baby girl with a U, Tilda slash yo fave gal pal Mal. Thanks so much, Mal.
Also, I really want to point out, she sent this from her asburyseminary.edu email. Hopefully they don't scan those, Mal.
Oh, man. Oh, God.
Yeah. So here, let me explain my definition of beautiful.
It's the way not... that you flip your hair like you're overwhelmed. And when you yeah. smile at the ground, it ain't hard to tell.
You don't know. Oh. You don't know you're beautiful. No, yeah. I don't really have a type. I'll be honest. I think I just like when I say a girl's beautiful, it's because that's what I think. I don't think there's a mold. I don't like that. Even I know it's probably just a joke, but like, I don't think I'm misogynistic. Is it misogynistic to say you think a girl was beautiful? Is that, are we?
No, I don't think so. I don't think okay. it should be because I literally fall in love with people every day.
Yeah, I do. Yeah. On Tinder, I'm like, I need to marry this woman. Yeah, like,
you ever see someone so pretty and you're just like, your whole day is ruined? You're like, damn it. She's so pretty.
Yeah, it just reminds you how ugly you are, too. Yes. You're like,
it's like, man, I hope you make someone real happy. I know you will, but it won't be me.
Yeah, it hurts my feelings how pretty you are because I know I will inevitably be rejected by you if I were to ever try to talk to you.
Ever say anything.
Yeah, so I guess my definition of beautiful is just like so pretty that it makes my stomach hurt.
I was in the Gulch in Nashville the day and everyone looks like Olivia Wilde and it's just, it's wild.
No pun intended.
LMAO, you wild.
Do you look at them in bewilderment?
Oh, shit. Yes.
Okay.
Though, I do.
All right, so I'm going to read this one from our friend, Bo.
Bo, what's up?
And I just want... Bo's email address is dabears_2_
You could just give that out.
I'm not going to say where it's at, but it's dabears_2_win. And I just think that is so funny.
Dude, I wish, Bo.
I thought he was a Colts fan. Okay, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. All right, but
a Bears fan, though. It's smart. Actually, it's not because we suck and fuck, man.
You tried to reverse that. You tried to reverse them, but it actually made it worse.
Yeah. We suck and fuck.
We don't fucking suck. We suck and fuck, baby.
It's really frustrating, but I do appreciate the morale that you're trying to build with your email, Bo.
So Bo had this to say. Oh, the subject. The subject line reads, "You guys suck with 2 C's!" Exclamation point. And then the body reads, "Upon listening to episode 25, I have some fact checks, Chad." You talked for entirely too long and ended up leaving butt grinding girls, which was the only thing that could save your story, showing what a dim idiot you are. Also, I agree. Also, sound quality is the best part of your show currently, and it's a solid 1.5 out of 10. Congrats on improving the least. Unfortunately, yours, Bo.
Bo. Just Bo.
Yeah, just Bo.
That's awesome, Bo. That was really funny.
And then we got one from Jordan. I want to read this one.
Yes.
That we got. This isn't hate mail. We got the most ridiculous fucking like spam email. And I just want to read it because it's really funny.
Okay.
It's from author Wynn Charles. I don't know what that means. If you have any questions, call me, email me, or call me at 970-618-8840 to ask me any questions you may have. I will be calling you in the next 24 hours, so if you can please shoot me back an email with your phone number so I can take this photo on myself or give it to a team member who's a team member of Butterflies of Wisdom. Hi, best-selling author. Win C and Mel C, along with Carla W., host a podcast recorded on every Tuesday morning, Wednesday morning, and Thursday titled Butterfly of Wisdom. This is a half-hour interview program featuring conversations with those who are making a difference in this world. As a woman who has spent her entire life not allowing cerebral palsy to stop her from achieving our goals, we created this program to provide a platform so that others out there can share their wisdom and talk about disabilities or their business and the amazing things they're doing because of his businesses to help and encourage the listeners to make their lives the best they can be.
This makes no sense.
I know. We would like very much to have you as a guest on a future show. These shows are, as I said, every Tuesday at 11 a.m. Mountain Standard Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and Friday morning at 11 a.m. Mountain Standard Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I will schedule the actual date for you when you are ready. Here's a form I require all my guests to fill out and return to me, and once I have this, I'll contact you so we can schedule your appearance. And then it's a form. Interview choices are 1. Zoom, if you are international, example, Spain or Australia. 2. Call-in interview. Please email Danielle if you don't see a time that works for you at an email. 1. You must have an hour for the interview. 2. You must have headphones. 3. You must have a quiet space. 4. Choices to contact the interview, a call-in number, which Danielle or I will give you the number on the day of the show, or zoom.us, a video chatting app. Please make it clear for us in the notes on the schedule what you want, okay? Or you can email Danielle.
She spelled Danielle 3 different ways so far.
0. We request all guests to share our podcast on social media. Danielle will send you a invite. If you have any questions, you are welcome to text me or call me at 970-618-840 in Mountain Daylight Time, or you're welcome to call me 1-929-9164 Pacific Time. Thank you for allowing me to hold this space for you. Sincerely, Win Kelly Charles and Mel M. iTunes link to listen to the show is below. Highly recommend Butterflies of Wisdom by Win Charles. Wow.
Oh my gosh. So hold on. Who the hell were we talking to? And who the fuck is Danielle?
I was not in contact with any of these people ever. It's just confusing. I don't know. I just thought that was the most written email.
Thanks for the hate mail, author Win Charles. Also, for those of you listening, for those things that sounded like Chad was making run-on sentences, they were.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So, you want to read this one?
Yeah. You want me to?
Yeah.
Okay.
If you want, I mean.
Yeah, I will. I really like the subject title. It says Fall Out Boy / old Panic at the Disco song title. The subject line has nothing to do with the email, but I wanted to tell you guys that you guys are twats. Middle finger emoji. That is my favorite Fall Out Boy song. Can't wait to watch the movie based on Chad's Spring Break. Just don't let Chad make it, or we won't see it for years, along with this supposed EP. Bam, bam, bam!
Brah, brah. Son of a bitch.
Also, Chad, when someone messages you to play games, the polite thing to do is respond, and we'll play games for the first time in years. Yeah, ass.
Yeah, ass.
I don't know what that is a reference to.
Jordan sent me a message on Xbox Live asking to do 1v1, I think for Rocket League, but I never checked my messages on there. Like, I didn't realize I had one.
It took me 3 months to figure out how to check my messages on Xbone, to be fair. So I probably did the same thing to our buddy Jordan.
Did you just call Xbox One Xbone?
Yeah, XB1.
That's badass. No, I like it, though.
I didn't make it up.
Anyway.
I'd be the first to admit it. Cameron, I don't have much to say to you in this, so I'll leave you with this, and it is a moving gif of a clip from How I Met Your Mother, where Neil Patrick Harris is squirting Allison Hannigan with a squirt gun, and he's saying moist, 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 and I really don't like that. TTFN. Ta-ta for now, gay boys. sent from AOL Mobile Mail.
Thanks, Jordan has aim.com email address.
Yeah, and you know what? It works. He pulls it off.
AOL Instant Messenger. Jordan, thank you for the email. I'm sure it took you fucking 6 months to use that dial-up internet so that you could get on your AOL Mobile Mail account.
That's funny.
I know it is. That's why I said it.
That's you know what also is funny?
What?
We've been doing this show for 6 months.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, 25 weeks, yeah. Yeah, that's, baby. Yeah.
Wow. It's been quite a journey this week, everybody.
I just checked. Okay. I just got on my Twitter for like half a second. Uh-huh. And I thought I was in my notifications.
Yeah.
And Jake Johnson from New Girl.
Yeah.
And that movie about stealing a cop car or whatever. I don't remember.
Let's Be Cops.
Yeah. He quote tweeted someone, and I thought I was in my notifications, and I thought he quote tweeted nowhere. And I was like, wait a minute. But then he didn't.
So. That would have been the best.
Yeah, but it didn't happen, so it's fine.
I love Jake Johnson a lot. Yeah, so thanks everyone for tuning in to this episode of the Dad Podcast. This has been your boy
Cameron
Weaver,
and this has been your boy Chad Whataboner Hoy.
And we've learned a lot about each other. Thanks for listening. And Chad, where can they find you online?
Yeah, so we've been doing this podcast for 6 months, and so far two people have added me. So maybe one more will this time. I don't know. So like we get pretty consistently like 60-ish downloads per episode. But I only know of like 20 people that listen. So, I mean, that's kind of cool. But anyway, yeah. So my social media, at Chad Hoy on Twitter and Instagram and Snapchat. And then, you can follow the Dad Podcast on Twitter as well. And that's THE_DadBodcast. 3 short words. If you can't get it, then I don't want you to fucking follow us. Yeah. And Cameron, where can we find you on social media?
At Lavinous Cam. That's LavenousCam on Twitter and Instagram.
On Snapchat and Instagram. I'm sorry. Twitter, it's LavenousCam2. And thank you so much. Send us your hate mail and baby pictures. Send us a lock of your hair to hoyweave@gmail.com. And we'll see you next week, right, Chad? Anything else?
Yeah. Or hear you, or you'll hear us next. You know what we do here.
No,
yeah.
We'll see you. We have ways.
But we've been doing this for 6 months, so to everyone who listens, thank you. It actually means a lot. Like to have like friends and people say like to compliment it, or like people who interact and like send hate mail and stuff. That's just cool. Thanks. And for those of you who don't listen to the podcast, fuck you guys. And you say it because you don't listen and you're not true friends. So yeah. Friends aren't fans, but I'm happy that we have friends who like listen to our creative endeavors and stuff like that. Also, real quick before we go, I listened to Cam's mastered EP album. I was live texting him during it. He knows I like it a lot, but it's very good. So like, it's super good. So I really want you guys for when that comes out, or like, I mean, even now it's on Spotify and stuff, to check that out, because it is really good. I like it a lot.
I appreciate that, buddy. Thank you.
Yeah. And the EP's coming, for fuck's sake.
So when it's here, you better listen to it, you dumb bitches.
I actually, yeah, I have. So I have the bounces. Anderson finally, or not finally? Sorry, Anderson listens. I don't want to say it. So, I don't want to say it insultingly. Like, oh, Anderson finally got off his ass and sent me. No, I'm just. We're both really busy, so it's been hard. But, the EP, he sent me the rough bounces. Like, there's no mixing or anything, but like, it's got drums and. It's just got my scratch vocals and scratch acoustic on there, but there's drums and bass recorded, and there's like synth and piano stuff on there now too. One of the songs sounds like exactly the way I wanted it to, and it sounds kind of a lot like it's really inspired by Manchester Orchestra, and they're one of my favorite bands. Yeah. And a really big like influence on my music. So that was cool to like hear it and be like, wow, like this is really actually good. So yeah.
That's awesome, man.
Awesome.
It's gonna be worth all the shit I've gotten, I think. So it's worth the wait too.
It better be.
Yeah. It will cool. be. So yeah. Thanks for listening to Dadbodcast. Remember to check out Cam's music. When does that even come out?
It'll be digitally available in a couple weeks, so I'll let you know here on this podcast.
Cool, yeah. So, yep. You sound like a dog.
Yeah.
Like a bulldog.
Some of those burps hurt.
I'm going to commit suicide.
Bye-bye.
If you keep that up. Bye-bye.